Chapter 2, Naval Intelligence. Cusco continued. John and I agreed to meet the next day for breakfast to coordinate our schedules. He had tentative plans to spend several weeks hiking out to some place that sounded like it was on the dark side of the moon, and I had commitments of my own. As I was starting to stand up to leave, I felt one of those commitments place a hand on my head. I looked up to see my 13-year-old son, Alex, standing over me. This trip to Cusco was both a reconnaissance mission and a father-son adventure. Though we'd both been to Peru many times because Alex's mother is Peruvian, and I suppose by law of matrilineal descent, so is he, we'd never been to the famous capital of the Inca Empire. "I thought you were going to be down here for half an hour," he said. "That was 2 hours ago. I'm starving." We walked down to the Plaza de Armas, which had once been the center of pre-Columbian Cusco. The name of the Inca's holiest city translates as Navel of the World. From the plaza, four roads led out toward the four regions of Tahuantinsuyu, literally, four parts together, as the Incas called their empire. At its height from 1438 to 1532, Cusco had been the heart of a kingdom that ruled 10 million subjects and stretched 2,500 miles up and down the Andes. In this city so sacred that commoners were expelled each night, had stood the Cori Concha, the gold-plated Temple of the Sun. The great 19th-century historian William Prescott called it the most magnificent structure in the New World, and unsurpassed, probably, in the costliness of its decorations by any building in the old. The absolute ruler of it all was the Sapa Inca, a hereditary monarch whose power derived not only from his parentage, but from his religious status as the son of Inti, the sun god. So divine was the Inca's person that everything he touched, whether the clothing he wore only once or the bones of meat he'd consumed, was ritualistically burned each year. Any stray hair that fell from his head was swallowed by one of his beautiful female attendants. Being a god, the Sapa Inca was considered immortal. When he died, his body was mummified, and he continued to reside in the palaces he did.